it was really fun to sort of put all this music on a shelf for a while, you know, go back on tour, finish out the year, and sort of come back to it and with a fresh slate, you know, on a lot of these songs, so we could kind of approach it from a different angle and not be so rushed. We felt like we had a little bit of time to sort of fruitate all the ideas on the, especially the first disc, the obvious first disc. And then there was my favorite part of the whole package is sort of exposing the songwriting styles and the nuances of everyone's sort of individual songwriting in like sort of the basic forms of our recording, you know, like Bayless's at-home piano sounds. You know, I go to Niles, Michigan to do my analog four-track stuff. Joel brings stuff from his house, you know, and then we all get together and we sort of throw all these ideas around. And so we said, why not just make a disc that sort of showcases that side of the songwriting process?
One of the funny ones, listening back, we put his four-track version of End of the Road on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listening back to it, we learned it wrong as a band.
Right.
Which is pretty funny, but it's cool. There's some other little subtleties in that four-track version that are a little different than the way we play it. I actually kind of like it a little better. I think we blew it.
Yeah. Just too many late nights at the studio. A lot of wasted time. You know?
A lot of wasted time. I mean, yeah. We racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars of bills of things that were just completely unusable.
Yeah. Like,
we'll find a spot for
it. Those Nerf football things.
So keep buying those records so we can pay it off.
Yeah. Things aren't looking good. You giving this podcast doesn't help us.
Yeah.
So,